This is the Away News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States Sunday warned Myanmar to reverse course following reports that the country's military had arrested its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said in a statement, adding that President Joe Biden had been briefed on the situation. She said the United States opposes any attempt to alter the outcome of recent elections or impede Myanmar's democratic transition and will take action against those responsible if these steps are not reversed. Australia said it was also deeply concerned about the reports of Suu Kyi's detention and that the military was once again trying to seize control of Myanmar. Myanmar military television says the military has taken control of the country for 1 year. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege in the capital Mogadishu Sunday night, which left nine people dead. Mohamed Nergal, a well-known retired general and former defense minister, was among those confirmed killed in the attack on the popular Hotel Afrique, the hotel located along a strategic road linking downtown Mogadishu with the international airport, is frequented by politicians, lawmakers, and senior civil servants. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. U.S. President Joe Biden is inviting to the White House, a group of 10 Republican senators who have proposed spending about one-third of what he is seeking in a coronavirus aid package. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Sunday night that Mr. Biden spoke with the leader of the group, Senator Susan Collins. The invitation to meet in the coming days came hours after the lawmakers had sent Biden a letter urging him to negotiate rather than try to ram through his $1.9 trillion package solely on Democratic votes. This is VOA News. A World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic on Monday visited the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of Hubei Province, the central Chinese region where the outbreak emerged in late 2019. The group of independent experts left 2 weeks of quarantine on Thursday, and after 2 weeks of quarantine in Wuhan, the capital of Hubei province, and is conducting 2 weeks of field work. So far, it has concluded visits to hospitals, markets, and an exhibition commemorating Wuhan's battle with the outbreak. The WHO, which has sought to manage expectations for the mission, has said the team members would be limited to visits organized by their Chinese host and would not have any contact with community members because of health restrictions. Across the globe, there have been COVID-19-related protests. Hundreds of protesters, including restaurant workers, gathered in Budapest Sunday against lockdown measures extended by the government until March 1st, saying the curbs destroyed their businesses. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protests against the president, Jair Bolsonaro, over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and on bikes, shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo and outside federal buildings in the city, in the capital city. Thousands of protesters faced off with police and riot gear in Vienna Sunday at the site of a banned far-right demonstration against coronavirus restrictions. Demonstrators protested also against the lockdown amid the spread of the coronavirus disease in Lima, Peru. In the U.S. just Saturday, in Los Angeles, protesters rallying against COVID-19 vaccines, lockdowns, and mass gathered at gates of Dodger Stadium and a mass vaccination center, which was shut down temporarily. Former U.S. President Donald Trump announced a new impeachment legal team on Sunday. This is one day after it was revealed that he had parted ways with an earlier set of attorneys with just over a week to go before his Senate trial. The two representing Trump will be defense lawyer David Schoen, a frequent television legal commentator, and Bruce Castor, a former district attorney in the state of Pennsylvania, who has faced criticism for his decision to not charge actor Bill Cosby in sex crimes. Both attorneys issued statements through Trump's office saying that they were honored to take the job. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.